Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushed on Wednesday for a halt to fighting in Gaza and a diplomatic solution to conflict in Lebanon. But Israeli strikes on the historic UNESCO-listed port city of Tyre proved there was no respite yet. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
In Lebanon, Israel's military said it had killed three Hezbollah commanders and some 70 fighters in the south in the past 48 hours, a day after confirming it had killed Hashem Safi ad-Din, the militant group's heir apparent leader. Blinken, in Tel Aviv before departing for Riyadh, said it was time for Israel to capitalize on its military victories. It's the last major U.S. peace push before the November 5th presidential election, which could upend U.S. policy in the region.
Lucy Fielder for Reuters. The Lebanese government said on Wednesday that at least 28 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Lebanon in the last 24 hours, while in Gaza, health authorities reported at least 20 people killed in Israeli strikes, including a driver for the UN aid agency UNRWA and his brother. Moscow refuses to confirm or deny reports of North Korean soldiers being sent to Russia to fight in Ukraine. Instead, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova on Wednesday told reporters to ask North Korea where they are located. Please clarify that with Pyongyang. It's their armed forces. This comes in response to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying there's evidence that North Korea has sent troops to Russia.
If they're co-belligerents, their intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf. That is a very, very serious issue.
South Korea's spy chief has told lawmakers that 3,000 North Korean troops are now in Russia receiving training on drones and other equipment before being deployed to battlefields in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi used a BRICS summit in Russia on Wednesday to showcase ambitions for a more harmonious relationship between the world's two most populous countries, Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri.
The two leaders also reviewed the state of bilateral relations from a strategic and long-term perspective. They were of the view that stable bilateral relations between India and China, the two largest nations on earth, will have a positive impact.
It was just one highlight of a summit which President Vladimir Putin sought to use to show that the West has failed to isolate Russia over the Ukraine war. NATO head Mark Rutte said on Wednesday the military alliance would stand with its ally Turkey amid a deadly attack against the Ankara headquarters of Turkish Aerospace Industries, one of Turkey's most important defense and aviation companies. The attack has left at least four people dead and over a dozen wounded. Private NTV television said the group of assailants arrived at an entry to the complex inside a taxi during a changing of security personnel when one detonated a bomb, while other attackers managed to enter the complex. Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya says at least two of the attackers died. London and Berlin hail a milestone in military cooperation as Europe's two biggest defense spenders sign a new pact that will see German submarine hunting planes operate from British bases and counter threats from Russia. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius.
This is an important, very important milestone in our cooperation and in our partnership. And it is an opportunity. And I thank you for your trust.
They said the Trinity House Agreement, signed by Defense Ministers John Healey and Pistorius, would strengthen NATO's European pillar at a time of increased threat from the East. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has sickened 49 people in 10 states and killed one. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger says the company took Quarter Pounders off the menu Tuesday in affected regions.
I want to say to our consumers that you can confidently go to McDonald's.
The FDA and McDonald's believe slivered onions from a single supplier are the culprit, while the USDA is investigating the meat.
The onset dates for this disease are between, at this point, September 27th and October 11th. If there has been a contaminated product within our supply chain, it's very likely worked itself through that supply chain already.
Erlinger made his comments on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.